You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live from the Right Side studio, local, state, national, all the issues, solid conservative, and like the dude just said, we are just plain right. Hey, by the way, this is day one of syndication. Thank you to those of you in Birmingham who had joined the show, and we're continuing on right now for hour number three. You want to call in? We'll take calls, 866-494-9866. Love to hear your thoughts. I'm moving to number two on the triple dipper, the woke wars. We do this periodically. I told you earlier in the show, I wind up going through, you know, my resourcing in the morning, and I'm in the headlines and I'm checking things out. Sometimes I know what the show is going to be about before I even get up in the morning. Other times, it's just checking to see what the trends are, and finding what hits me as what I think is going to best work for the show that day. And then every once in a while, I get in that mode where I'm looking and I cannot help but think, look at the number of things that are just, you know, madness. And so I create this buffet of storylines, and, you know, sometimes it's, you know, the culture clash. Sometimes it's the woke world. Sometimes it's the woke wars where we're actually, you know, going to bat on this stuff. Well, that's where we are right now. I have in my hot little hands here in the Right Side studio a literal plethora, a buffet, if you will, a cornucopia of woke stories that just boggle the mind. So I'm looking at, you know, first of all, I will say this. The first story out, and it was the one that caught my attention and got me thinking. Story off of City Journal, dated July 6th, which is what, just a few days ago, 5 days ago, says literally there's thought now that what this author calls America's Great Awakening may be hitting its peak. And it says that a central type of evidence that we've hit peak woke comes from the exhaustion with its mandates within the ostensible political home progressive activism. What does that mean? What he's saying here is that literally even Democrats and typical liberals are getting sick of wokeness because it frustrates their ability to get something done because it garners all the attention. It's kind of like watching Nancy Pelosi try to get something done with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez running around making noise. And so the thought process here is we've been resisting wokeness as conservatives. We've been fighting back as best we can. The other thought process, though, is they are overplaying their hand. They are actually reaching peak woke. And I don't disagree with that, because I am sensing right now that there is a movement. Like, for instance, the midterms are predicted to be a bloodshed for Democrats. The level of activity moving towards the midterms, leaning towards the right side of the political spectrum, is right now reaching fever pitch. We believe that we're going to wind up seeing Republicans take both the House and the Senate, and I hope so. And somewhere in the midst of all that, I hope we see what we call the Great Awakening getting just stuffed as we see different aspects of wokeness in the law being put back in its place. And people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can go back to being in the minority and just being screechers as opposed to screechers with a majority. Yeah, all right, screechers. You can quote me on that, by the way. Hey, I got a caller on line four. Let me grab it real quick. Dorothy from Elkmont. Hey, Dorothy, how you doing today?
Hi, all right. I wonder, what can be done about the floating abortion clinic? I mean, that's embarrassing for our state.
Well, it's embarrassing for the lady from San Francisco who wants to put it off our shore of our state. I don't think it's going to happen, Dorothy, I'll be honest with you. But even
how can she?
I don't know. That's just my point. I think at the very least we could say, okay, fine, but we're not going to let you dock. You can, if you're going to sail off into the federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico, good luck finding a port of entry in anywhere in Alabama, because we'll just find you, you know, in contempt of the law.
Yeah.
That's my thought. But I also think the woman is reaching for straws. She's got this dream, this vision. Even in the article you read, it says that she doesn't know where the boat's going to come from, and she's going to try and raise $20 million. So, yeah, good luck with all of that, is what I say.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. I mean, how much territory would you say would belong to the state? in the water, just not beyond the dock or what?
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember, and somebody can correct me, but I seem to recall that our offshore state waters are something like 10 miles. I think, my guy Boomer here in the studio is trying to look and see how deep our statewide territorial waters are. But the federal waters, of course, are pretty broad. So you can sail all the way to Mexico in federal waters or in fact, international waters at that point. But I don't think it's going to happen, Dorothy. So stand by. We'll keep you posted.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dorothy. What you got? Am I right? Boomer, you grab that mic. Oh, I got you unmuted. How about that? What do you think?
Nautical miles.
Nine. Okay, yep. I said 10. All right. I was.
You were right there.
I was close, man.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take it.
One off.
So basically, you would have to raise $20 million, find somebody to so-called donate you a boat, and then find some way to pick people up and take them 9 miles offshore into open waters to have a medical procedure that is against state law. That's jackassery at the highest level. I just said it. There it is. Did I say that? I said that. Can I say that?
Yeah. Well, how long would it actually take you to,
to get
drive
9 miles?
That wall? Yeah.
I mean, first of all, where do you dock? I mean, if we don't let them dock here, do they have to go to New Orleans? So they go to New Orleans, which they already say they can't go out of state to get an abortion, but they drive to New Orleans. They get on a boat. What the heck?
I don't know.
I don't either. All right, moving on. We're in number two of the Triple Dipper, the woke wars. There's lots of stuff happening in the world of wokeness. And the article I just gave you a quote from indicates that some believe they are reaching peak woke because they have burned out their own fuse. They have literally worn out their own welcome. That even, mainstream Democrats are just sick to death of wokeness because it harms their own cause. And it's true. I mean, you got to know, and I gave the example a moment ago, not that I'm any fan of Nancy Pelosi whatsoever, but every once in a while, it's almost comical to see her have to react what, know-nothing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says and runs around and does and the behavior she exhibits, and then Nancy Pelosi has to look at it and go, and she's in my party. But there you are. I got a caller on line 5. I'll grab it. Line 5, Clarence from Huntsville. Clarence, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, talking about the lady from California out there.
Yeah.
It's real hard for her to do this, first and foremost, because she would have to have a license to be able to practice. And
I agree.
Alabama ain't going to give her a license to do it. And the only way that you can go and work as a medical doctor on federal property and still be able to use your California license as if you work for the federal government. So she would essentially have to have the federal government license her and credential her as a federal employee to do this.
Interesting. Interesting point. Yeah, I hadn't thought about the medical licensure. You're right.
I work for the federal government, and I have a medical license. And that's the way that this works. So
wow.
She can't just go and just do it off the coast, or else now she's practicing medicine without a license.
Wow. You know what? And as many times as Greenpeace has harassed the whale boats and all that, can you imagine the number of pro-life boats that are going to be swarming around her boat? That's going to be a hoot.
Absolutely. I just wanted to throw that out there for people, because people probably aren't thinking about that aspect of it.
No, you're right. I hadn't thought about that at all. The medical licensure piece is huge. Yeah. Hey, Clarence, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being in the audience. All right. This one's gotten some attention. You want to call in? I'll be glad to hear what your thoughts are. 866-494-9866. Let me just, I got 2 minutes here. Which one do I want to go with? I got a stack of stories here. Let me just tell you. Here's one of the most egregious stories that I have seen post Roe. All right. So post Roe v. Wade ruling, actually it was called Dobbs. It was the Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Healthcare out of Mississippi. But everybody knows it as the case that shut down Roe v. Wade, overturned Roe v. Wade. I'm sorry, Lawyer Phil, let me use proper terms, that overturned Roe v. Wade. Well, a radical left-wing activist group, according to the Postmillennial, dated this weekend, July 9th, has put out bounties on the sightings of Supreme Court justices offered by a left-wing activist group called Shutdown D.C. So here's the deal. Shutdown D.C., this radical activist group, just this past weekend, found out that Justice Brett Kavanaugh and his wife were having dinner at a local restaurant in the D.C. area, And so they canvassed on the restaurant and began protesting, and they basically ran him out of the restaurant. He wasn't even able to have dinner, because that's what they do. That's what they do. That's the manner. And this, by the way, when I say woke wars, I'm not kidding. This is a direct affront to the person of Brett Kavanaugh, not to the policies, not to the interpretations of the law, not to the rulings or opinions rendered by the Supreme Court. No, this is a direct affront to him as a person and his right to privacy and ability to have a life. So radical left-wing activist group Shut Down DC is now offering money to people who provide the locations of conservative SCOTUS justices for the express purpose of harassment. What am I saying? I'm saying that what they're doing is saying this. They're posting out right now. Their Twitter account says that they will Venmo $50 to people who give them a confirmed sighting of one of the justices, and $200 if the justice is still there 30 minutes after the message is received. In other words, they're paying people a bounty to give them an indication of where the Supreme Court justices are. Here's what I think needs to happen next in the woke wars. We need to pile them up with fake sightings and collect their money. That's what I'm saying. What do you think, Boomer? I'm saying we pile them up with fake sightings. Just start literally naming restaurants and saying, justice is here.
Oh, absolutely. I like that idea.
Just open the Venmo account and say,
cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
I'm saying, you know what? You want to play that game? We'll play your silly game. You want to go after the conservative justice of the Supreme Court and not even allow them to have dinner in a restaurant because you're going to Venmo people money for telling you where they are? Here's an idea. How about conservatives start saying, hey, they're at this restaurant. I saw them at Brasserie Beck over in Old Town. I saw them over at the tavern. I saw them. Listen,
we could play them.
There's no Just Love Coffee cafes in D.C. that I'm aware of. Okay. All right. Listen, there's more of this in the woke wars. Copper, run us to a break. We'll go ahead and do that. We'll come right back. I'm going to stay on this one because, folks, I got a stack of stuff. Plus, I imagine some more of y'all are going to call in. 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. So I'm in a section right now, number two on the Triple Dipper. We're calling it the Woke Wars. Yeah, I got stuff, man. I literally, this is, when I say the Woke Wars, I pulled this whole section, this whole stack of stuff I got here. Because it literally just indicated there's a back and forth going on. The woke warriors are trying their best to just undermine life as we know it. At the same time, though, conservatives are not sitting still. There are things that are happening, and they're going back and forth, back and forth. And it's just amazing the things that are, I mean, okay, here's an example. Fox News reporting. Did you see this? And I find this one to be also somewhat egregious. This is, have you ever noticed, by the way, that the tolerant left is very intolerant? I mean, they're all about, you know, equity, diversity, and inclusion and tolerance, unless you don't believe the way they do, and then they cannot tolerate you. Well, how about this one? Headline, FoxNews.com, July 9th, Army suspends a retired three-star general over a tweet sent to Jill Biden. All right, now, first of all, I will say this. If you want to call in and say something about it, you can. I am aware that even a retired officer still in the position of some authority, or for that matter, a retired individual, cannot speak out against the command. I think it borders on freedom of speech issues, though. At what point is anyone allowed to speak freely? Now, I get it. When good order and discipline means when you're still in the ranks, keep your mouth shut and go support somebody like a candidate of your choice or whatever when you're off-duty hours. But for the most part, if you don't agree with the politics of the commander-in-chief while you're still in uniform, suck it up and hope for the best in the next election cycle. But when you're retired and you have a stellar career like, how about Lieutenant General Gary Valesky? Who's a former commander of the 101st Airborne Division, a decorated individual retiring with three stars. has now been suspended from a mentor position because he sarcastically congratulated First Lady Jill Biden on Twitter. Here's the deal. Jill Biden says in Twitter the other day, "For nearly 50 years, women have had the right to make our own decisions about our bodies. Today, that right was stolen from us. And while we may be devastated by this injustice, we will not be silent. We will not sit back." And Valesky replied, "I'm glad to see you finally know what a woman is." Wow. Zing. By the way, he just basically laid waste with a minimal amount of ammunition. All right. So that was an epic burn. And it's true. I mean, they can't even define what a woman is until suddenly they need to be able to use women as the backstop for their liberal excuses. Like, women have had the right to make our own decisions about... Oh, now you know what a woman is. Well, that's basically what he was saying. And he said it. And retired Lieutenant General Gary Valesky has now been suspended from a mentoring position that he had. He's a former commanding general, by the way, of the Combined Arms Center. He's now been suspended from performing any duties as what they call a highly qualified expert senior mentor to assist, you know, younger officers in the growth of their careers. Okay. All right. Fine. You're going to go ahead and take the position that he has no freedom of speech rights, I guess. Now, good order and discipline. Would somebody have noticed that? Would he have been in the mentoring position and had junior officers laughing with him, cackling perhaps about the commander chief? Maybe. So I guess maybe in some way I get it, but I also look at the level of intolerance, the level of thin-skinnedness that you see. That's a term, thin-skinnedness, that you see in liberals, generally speaking, and especially the Biden administration. They cannot stand to be questioned. They have zero sense of humor. I mean, it would have been an epic comeback if she had had some kind of zinger back at him. You know, but who knows? She couldn't do it. All right, how about this? Story off the Washington Examiner, dated July 7th. You'll be happy to know, by the way, that board games have now become woke. That's actually the headline. Board games have now become woke. In an effort to raise awareness of social injustice, the woke left has gotten Scrabble to ban 400 offensive terms that refer to what they call racial slurs, sexuality, and gender identity. What I don't have is the word. I want to know the words. Hey, Boomer, see if you can figure out what words have been removed from Scrabble because there was too offensive to the woke crowd. But yeah, here's the deal. I mean, it seems like a big win for the woke community, right? But active players of the board game are not amused, according to the article. And they point out, words only become hurtful when they're intended to be. Like, you know, dropped carelessly sometimes. Like, slurs lined up on a wooden board don't really have the same effect as someone who's aiming them at another person. Well, here you go. If banning words that are deemed offensive, it says, is the best way to promote equality, then clearly this is the best way to do it. Justice has been served for those triggered when playing the insulting and slur-filled game of Scrabble. That's the point. It's the point of being silly right now. All right, folks, we are at break time already, which is hard for me to believe, but we are at break time already. We'll come back last half hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. More to come. We are back right now, Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live from the new Right Side studio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So here we are. It was a struggle to find the words, Boomer. I mean, you had to do some searching to find some of the words that are been taken out of Scrabble. I mean,
they did not want me to find them.
they didn't want anybody to find them, apparently. No. So I'm looking at it right now. So Jesuit was taken out because Jesuit, which is a member of an order of priests founded by St. Ignatius in 1534, is offensive in some places because it's used to describe people who are too straight-laced. What the heck? And in some of the other words I've never even heard of anyway. So This is just stupid. This is just the woke wars, man. This is woke wars right now. I'm just saying. Hey, listen, I got a caller. I'm going to take in just 1 second, but let me do this. I got to tell you, it's 4:35 p.m. Some of you folks are in go-home mode. Go-home mode thinking, all right, it's time to go home. What am I doing for dinner? I don't want to cook. I don't want fast food. Please, no more chicken fingers, no more burgers wrapped in paper. What do you want? Well, here's an idea for you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Listen, do they have coffee? Well, yeah, it's Just Love Coffee Cafe. They do. But beyond all the great Just Love Coffee Cafes, Just Love Coffee Cafe, I can't even say it anymore. Drinks, they've got the cold drinks, they've got the hot drinks, they've got what Charlene calls the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes. They have an amazing menu. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like you can have breakfast for dinner. They have omelets. They have salads. They have wraps. They have sandwiches. They have waffles like you would not believe. Multiple kinds of waffles, like the Berry 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 waffle. I love those. All I'm saying is two locations on Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. You might want to think about it on the way home tonight or maybe on the way in the morning. All right, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Let me jump to the phones. I really appreciate the fact that Wendy from Athens hung on during the break. So, Wendy, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I recently heard the statistics of how many abortions there were, and I have to admit, I was kind of astounded. Isn't the real issue here the number of unwanted pregnancies? The thing is, we know what causes pregnancy and we know how to prevent it. So why don't we put all our efforts and resources into birth control, and then maybe the abortion issue would go away. If there's no unwanted pregnancies, no abortions. Shouldn't both sides agree on that?
Well, I would think so. And in fact, we had a caller earlier, Sparky from Harvest, called in and said basically a little self-responsibility might be a good thing. 63 million abortions since 1972 when Roe v. Wade became the law. And you're right. That's it's staggering amazing when you consider.
But why don't we put all of the government resources that they have available for abortion and family planning, let's put it all into birth control.
Because that makes
and
too
make
much sense,
abortion
Wendy.
Abortion a personal issue.
Because I think that makes too much sense. I mean, that's then you're not reliant on government, I think, is part of it. Your point, though, is well taken. You would think that, and by the way, I know that, you know, through Medicaid and through other resources within government, there are means by which you can get birth control. But yeah, your point is well taken, that it would seem that that would be the better argument than actually taking the life of the child itself. Hey, Wendy, thanks for the call. Appreciate you hanging on during the break. I'm still in the woke wars. I mean, silliness has happened. Taking words out of Scrabble. And messing with the Scrabble games. I mean, apparently Jesuit was actually like a winning word. It was one of those that if you could get that word in there, man, it was big points. I think I saw that it was a 200-point Scrabble word or something like that. But then I look at some of the things, like I read a headline, and I don't even have to get past the headline to know how woke this article is. Washington Examiner. The Washington Examiner's had several today. But listen to this. Washington Examiner. She-Hulk star says new Disney Plus character is a feminist inspired by a trans musician. I can't even get past the headline. I look at some of the stuff and I'm thinking, do they listen to themselves talk? Okay, say it again. She-Hulk star says new Disney Plus character is a feminist inspired by a trans musician. A feminist inspired by a trans musician. I don't know if it was a musician who was trans to be a female, and that's what inspired the feminism, or if the feminism is in spite of the fact that the trans musician inspired to be a male. I don't know. All I know is I read the article and I'm thinking, I can't get past the headline to even dig deeper into the article. So I'm going to throw that one on the floor. Next, what have you got here? All right, let's get back into the woke wars because the fight's going on. So first of all, here's a thing that's happening that parents should sit up and take note of everywhere it occurs. And don't think, by the way, it doesn't happen in Alabama. This one's in Maine. Keep that in mind. This one's in Maine. But it does not mean that right here in this listening area, you wouldn't see it happen. So the Maine Department of Education declares that, quote, gender identity should be taught in schools after the murder of George Floyd. Why the two are conflated to be of, you know, equal import, I'd have no idea. The Post-Millennial has the article dated Saturday, July 9th. It says staff from Maine's Department of Education said in May they should be allowed to teach radical gender ideology to kindergartners because of George Floyd. What? What? I know, Copper, I see your note on the board. You're already confused. It's just, what do you do with this, Copper? I mean, how do you, where do I go with this next? All right. According to the Washington Free Beacon, emails obtained through a Freedom of Information Act show that teachers supported instructing young children about trans issues and radical gender ideology because it is more important than ever to end the cycle of violence and hate. Okay. No, I didn't just drop my mic. I just had to pause and gather myself. Here's a big quote from the article. In May, portions of a lesson module that was aimed at kindergartners, let me say the K word again, kindergartners, that included LGBT issues was changed due to backlash. The LGBT module was part of what's known as the MOOSE program. MOOSE was an acronym standing for Maine Online Opportunities for Sustained Education, which was created, get ready, in 2020 with $2.8 million from Biden's American Rescue Plan. So the American Rescue Plan to save the economy from the COVID pandemic was used to help put together a program to teach kindergartners about gender fluidity and trans issues. The plan, it says, consisted of videos for remote learning, and in one video, Maine kindergartner teacher Kalina Mills said that a transgender person is someone who the doctors made a mistake about when they were born. Okay, let me just correct the record. The doctor didn't make a mistake, and neither did God. They were born a man, or born a male, they were born a male. They were born a female, they were born a female. But we're fighting back, folks. There are things happening. It's not just the liberals taking swipes at the things that we believe. It's literally us fighting back right now. Here's an article for you. FoxNews.com, dated July 8th, that'd be last Friday, says Senator Steve Daines, where is Steve Daines from? Montana. Senator Steve Daines introduces a bill to block Biden from adding woke requirements to U.S. retirement plans. So you've heard me talk about ESG, and I hope you guys are tracking this. No kidding. Let me take a brief aside. If you have not looked up ESG, that's environmental, I think it's environmental, social, and governance, ESG scores. You know, the requirement of a corporation has always been to find profitability in favor of its shareholders, right? You invest in the company, you own shares in the company, they have a fiduciary obligation to you as a board of directors and as people who run the company to do all that they can to make your investment in that company profitable. Period. End of story. Until groups like BlackRock and the Great Reset with Schwab from the, the World Economic Forum. And this is not, this almost feels like a conspiracy theory. No, they're on the record. You can go look it up. Came out and said that the new wave is supposed to be that corporations should take an environmental, social, or liberal governance stance in order to prove themselves worthy of the people, not just the shareholders. What does that mean? That means companies like Disney are going to go to bat for LGBTQ, and you can't figure out why? That means you're going to see commercials celebrating gay pride parades from companies that have nothing to do with that? That's why you're going to see things like Coca-Cola saying, we don't believe that you should have that Georgia election law. That's why you're going to see all this stuff is because they are now in a position where major banks, in order to give companies their loans and to extend their lines of credit, are requiring that not just they show profitability, they're requiring that they also show ESG scores, which means that they are sufficiently woke and that score is considered important. How does that rank in profitability? It doesn't. What happens when a company does something like, I don't know, Disney, and people start dropping their shares because they don't want to be a part of that? Interesting. Senator Steve Daines has now introduced a bill to block Biden from adding these woke requirements to U.S. retirement plans. So, yeah. Last year, Biden issued an executive order directing the Secretary of Labor to identify actions that could be taken to allegedly, quote, protect pension plans from climate-related financial risks. Meaning, if you have a pension plan, like your state retirement plan, and it heavily invests in the oil and gas sector, guess what? This executive order might wind up having impact against your pension plan. Says the directive gutted regulations that had been put in place by former President Donald Trump that required banks to only consider profitability when choosing to invest, rather than issues like race and climate change. Well, we're looking right now at Senator Daines, who has a bill that says, stop the madness. You're impacting my Montana citizens' ability to build their retirements. And that's got to stop. Hey, I got a caller on line five. I got about a minute and a half. Oh, it's Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing, bud?
Doing great, Phil. Congratulations on your new show there.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it very much. What's on your mind, bud?
Let me help you shorten your show up a little bit. from now on, and instead of doing the LGBT, you know, the alphabet or whatever, when, you know, before you know it, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious will be a short word compared to what they're using.
Absolutely.
you've got two categories. You either got straight, which is a straight heterosexual woman and a straight heterosexual man, and then you have non-straight. And that's all you need to say. That's plain and simple, and everybody will know that they're, whatever group they're in, they're non-straight.
I wish that were true, but you know what? They've added a whole new category of, what is it, non-binary, where they're not attracted to anything, therefore you don't know what to refer to them as? I mean, what do we do with that one?
Well, straight people are attracted to straight people, and whatever is whatever.
So there's
unicorn
straight
people, I guess you'd say. I don't
the
know.
Unicorn people.
it's ridiculous.
All right, Boomer, we got unicorn people. Put that one on the board. That's a keeper. All right, unicorn. So that's what we'll do from now on, Jeff. We'll have straight and unicorn people. That's what we'll have from now on.
There you go. Because that'll cover everything, and you won't have to wonder about which next letter of the alphabet you're going to have to use. And the plus signs and everything else. You know, before you know it, it's going to look like, if you wrote it down on a chalkboard, you think he's doing a mathematic equation.
No doubt. All right, Jeff, I'm up against a break, brother. I got to go. You have a great day. Be careful on the road, man. Oh, that's great. Unicorn people. Take us to a break, Copper, while I go gather myself. Unicorn people. I got the best audience in the world. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk. I almost did it, Copper. I almost did it.
You caught yourself. That's
I know. I did. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, indeed. Covering all of North Alabama now. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, as always. And before I go back to the phones, let me just jump over real quick and tell you guys. A group that's been with us since the very beginning, since this show started, is ZLA Solutions. I know these folks personally. And ZLA Solutions is like epic good at getting people back to work. That's what they do, man. They line up the job and the person. If you're looking for a job, you personally, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and check them out, because they've got great jobs, high-paying jobs, all over the state of Alabama. If you are, by the way, an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then yes, ZLAUSA.com. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar, it don't matter. That's what they do, and they're good at it. So I'm just telling you, I know these folks personally, and I know what a great job they do. In fact, they just had their biggest year ever last year, and just, I think it was last month, was their biggest month ever. So they're putting a lot of folks back to work. Check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, jumping over to the phones right now, somebody who held on during the break, I really appreciate that. So Jacob from Decatur. Jacob, how you doing?
Doing fine. I agree with your last caller. It would speed it up a whole lot. And here's why you don't have to worry about what to call non-binary people.
Okay.
You're a smart, educated man, so I'm going to ask you this. Binary meaning, you know, one of two, right?
Correct.
So either you're binary or you're non-binary, but then how does that get you out of the equation of still being binary?
I don't know, because apparently you're nothing at that point. Apparently you are non-binary, you are neither one. So non-binary meaning neither one. So how do you become that when there's two, but you're not either one? You're nothing? I don't know.
I've never quite understood it. I don't think they understand what binary means. It's, you know, one of two, either zero or one.
Well, that's why you also see people that identify with the pronouns of they, them. Well, you know what? They, them does not mean a singular person, but they want it to be a singular person. Why is that okay? They rewrote the English language. It boggles the mind. Jacob, good call, man.
It really does. I hope you had a better answer for that. I've been asking it as many people I could find. Nobody can give me a good answer. That means there isn't one.
They don't have one. They don't have one. We're just supposed to accept and keep our mouths shut. Well, I refuse to do it. How about you?
Absolutely. Right side ruffian.
Right side ruffians. All right, man. You have a great day. Thank you for the call. All right, listen, finishing this thing up, I'm not going to get through my stack. I had a whole ton of woke war stuff, but I got to tell you about this one. In terms of fighting back, yeah, we're fighting back. There's people out there fighting back. How about this one? I'm going to read you the headline. The headline alone is going to make you mad. Oregon mom challenges state law requiring tampons in boys' bathrooms. I'm telling you, FoxNews.com, storyline dated yesterday, July 10th. An Oregon mom is challenging a state law that is requiring schools to provide free tampons in all bathrooms, including men's. The Oregon legislature passed the Menstrual Dignity Act in August of 2021, which requires schools to ramp up the supply of tampons for students in all stages. And schools were first required to provide free tampons in any two bathrooms of their choosing. I don't know what that means. But they'll be required to provide the products in all bathrooms, regardless of gender, by 2023, according to Oregon Live. Yeah. So a mother and the Eagle Point School District board member, Sherilyn Streitenberg, both petitioned the Oregon Department of Education to roll back the law, arguing that it wastes school funding. You think? I mean, they got nothing else to spend money on. It's going to cost the state, according to this article, roughly $5.6 million. Well, they have a $9 billion budget, so some would say, well, they can afford it. They shouldn't. Just because they can doesn't mean they should. Why should we spend $5.5 million taxpayer dollars on something that makes no sense? You know what's going to wind up happening? Those things are going to become toys in the boys' bathroom. They're going to be using them to stop up sinks. They're going to be sticking them in each other's noses. It's going to be ridiculous. And so I'm just saying, fight back, mom. Take that thing to court. Challenge the state law. Don't let this go, you know, down without a fight. So all that to say, folks, I read this stuff daily, and I'm glad I live in Alabama, first of all. But by the way, don't think it's not here. We got to stay vigilant, because it is here. It absolutely is here. There are situations right now in school systems within the state of Alabama. There are situations right now on the campuses. I mean, I can tell you right now, UAH has one of the most woke level of student population activity I've ever seen. I have people that send me once in a while the actual pictures of the slides that students are supposed to go through in some of their classes. Things like teaching them how to avoid toxic positivity. You know what that means? Don't be too happy. It might offend people. Shut up! All right, listen. What a great day. First day of syndication, Boomer. We did it. I'm just saying. Glad.
This has been a good day.
It's been a good day. Copper, we made it. How about that?
One year in. Good job.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock, blanketing half the state of Alabama. We love you. Have a great night. We'll see you then. We'll be right back.